the host Steve Dean Williams. So get on board. Long dick stuff.
Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, it's your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
All right. All right, here we go. All right, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to all my dogs out there. What's up? Time to chop it up. Man mindset style. First off, I want to welcome everybody into the show. I welcome all those that are here that are brand new and those that are listening later on. I just want to welcome each and every one of you to the show. I am your Dean, your boy, the Dean Class. Sorry, I had the music over top. Apologize for that. This show is a show where we break down game that's always going to be in the house, 100% original, 100% ours, and we make sure that we teach y'all things from a standpoint to help you guys grow and evolve as men. So we ask everybody, if you get the opportunity, go ahead and hit the like button. Go ahead and share this information and stuff. We welcome everybody in. Give a shout out to the 838 that broke the record. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. Y'all know how it is. If you have a question, put a Q. If you're texting someone, put a T. And we're going to chop it up. Got a good show for y'all today. Chat room dogs, I hope everybody's doing good. As always, if we hit that 150 likes, we'll take a minute and give everybody a shout out. 150 likes like we always do. Also, at the top of the hour, we'll go over our creed like we always do on the show. So let's get into it. What we do is ask all you guys out there, if you get the opportunity and you want to learn game from us and how we do it, go ahead, guys, get in your car later on and get to your store and go ahead and go to Walmart, Target, Dollar Store, whatever, and buy a 100-piece puzzle set. Just 100 pieces. You don't need anything more than that, just 100 pieces. Take those 100 pieces, go back home, dump all those pieces on your table, rip the box up, and take your time. Do not try to finish it all in a day. Just take your time, find the pieces, put them together, and you should be fine, okay? And that's what we want for all you guys out there. So other than that, I think we got everything together. Questions, if you have any questions, again, put a Q in there and stuff like that. Lines are open. If you want to call in, we want to make sure that we talk to you guys if y'all want to talk. And we welcome everybody in here. So let's get into the show. What we're talking about today is texting. And it's one of the biggest things that a lot of y'all guys have problems with. And we're going to talk about why a man's text message can lead to sex. That's what we're going to be talking about, how a man's text message can lead to sex, because the interactions that you're having We want to make sure that y'all understand that it's the interactions that we are having with not just ourselves, but also with women. So we want to walk y'all through this and get y'all through this. But first, let me bring in a call. 773, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up, Steve? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hi. Basically, I need help with making a girl feel good about herself and more secure.
Okay, what do you mean, so, make her feel good and more secure? What do you mean?
Okay, basically, I had sent her a voice message, and I was telling her that I was thinking about her and her pretty smile, and I was telling her that I want to make her smile today. And I was like, send me a picture of your smile. And then she was like, thank you. And she's like, my smile is not pretty. And I was like, send me a picture, like, so I can tell you how it is. And basically, like, she kind of ignored it. I, like, started a new conversation. And, like, I told her, like, I want to talk to her today. And basically, while we talk on the phone, like, I just want to, you know, explain to her, like, how a smile is pretty, you know, make her feel good and secure.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why are you trying to make her feel secure?
Because I don't want her to feel insecure about herself.
All right. Are you her guy friend, or are you going to be her boyfriend? What are you trying to be?
Not a friend or a boyfriend, just like a, more like a, you know, a situationship.
What is a situationship, sir?
Well, like, I don't want to be tough to her, and I don't want to be her friend either. Just basically, like, you know.
Well, what do you want? Hey, brother, how old are you, man? How old are you?
20.
What do you want from this woman? It's me. Keep it a buck. What do you want? What do you want, man? What do you want from her?
No, I don't want to say I just want to fuck.
Just tell me what you want. What is your end game? What do you want? Just friendship? What is that you want, man? I mean, goddamn, you're already beating around the bush. Just what is it that you want? What do you want?
Fine, I just want to fuck.
You just want to fuck. How long have you known this girl for?
I knew her previously, like, I went to school with her, and then
just give me a number. How long?
What? 6 years?
And in those 6 years, you never put your bid in?
No, I didn't really like her before.
But now when did you realize you wanted to fuck?
Recently, like as she got older, she's got to looking better.
How old is she? So when did you realize that you wanted to be more than friends, I'm asking you? Was it a year ago, 6 months ago? When was it?
Like a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, but we were never, like, really friends. Like I seen her, like, say hey and bye, but we not, like, really talked. Like, we weren't, like, really close friends or nothing like that.
But now that you want to get with her, why are you beating around the bush?
How do you say I am?
Excuse me?
No.
When you talk to her,
what do you mean? Like,
when you talk to her, do you talk to her about coming over and fucking? What do you talk about when you talk?
No,
I'm asking you, what do you talk about when you talk to her? What do y'all talk about?
Well, I told her about, I talked to you before. This is the same girl I told you that she had finals and stuff, and I talked to her after her finals about us going out and getting some ice cream.
So you said that, and what the fuck did she say?
She said, okay.
So why haven't you set that up?
We did already.
Okay, so what happened when y'all went out? What did y'all do?
No,
did you let her know what happened?
No, we set up in like later on after she's finished school. She hasn't finished school yet. I set up the date, but we haven't done it.
Dog, she's finishing school in a few months. What is that? What do you want from this woman? You said you want to smash, right? Right?
Right, right.
So why don't you call her right now and let her know that you want to move this friendship more intimate with her? Why don't you call her and say that to her right now?
Well, I use another script you gave
me. Well, what?
Huh?
No, I'm saying, look, you're calling me because you're bullshitting and pussyfooting around. This is why y'all lose. Because all you're doing is showing her what you cannot do in the bedroom by sitting around here and beating around the bush.
But I don't.
So what are you going to do?
I just want to leave, and that's
dude,
it.
Just say that's it. All right, come on, man. Look, I'm about to hang up on your fucking ass. Please, dude. I'm trying to be patient with you. You just said you wanted to fuck, dog. Did you not say that?
Yes, because it's like you like kind of forced me. It's like putting it in simple terms.
Well,
I'm
not trying to. I'm forcing you to get to your fucking truth and stop bullshitting with yourself. If you want to just hang out with her ass, then fucking hang out with her ass. Why are you calling me if you want to hang out with her?
No, it's more than that. It's more than just hang out with me and friends, and it's more fucking. I can't put it into words.
Motherfucker, you're going to have to put it in words. You're a grown goddamn man. What is it that you want, man?
I'm trying to. Where you understand, you asking me two different things.
Dude, I'm trying to need you to articulate the shit so we all can understand. What do you want from her?
I want to know on an intimate level, but I don't want to be friends. I want to, you know, still be able to fuck, and I want to know on a deeper level.
Well, why can't we call her and tell her that right now? Isn't that what you want?
Yeah, but I told her to call me when she says that.
It's not what you want then. It's not what you want. Because if you ain't standing on what the fuck you want, you don't want that shit.
I'll call her right now.
Call her right now. Get a pen and I'll tell you what to say. Get a pen and write this shit down. And I'll tell you what to say bar for bar.
Bet.
Scary ass. Come on, hurry up. Say, you know, we've known each other for a little while.
Okay.
We know you're done. And all this time, I really didn't see you the way I see you right now.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying all this is because I want to take this to another level. Beyond friendship.
Okay.
Wait, you already took out for ice cream, or are you going to?
Going to.
Well, that's why I wanted to take you out for ice cream to tell you this, but I'm a kind of man that goes after what he wants. And right now, I want you.
Okay.
All right, here you go. Call her. Let's call her and go. Come on. So we're trying to make her fucking smile and shit.
Sorry. I'm looking for another. Sorry, 1 second. I'm ready. All right, hello, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what I wanted to tell you was, so you see how, you know, we know each other for a little while, and all this time, I ain't see you, you know, the way I see you now. I'm saying this because, you know, I want to take, I'm saying this because I want to take it to another level, you know, beyond friendship. That's why I want to take you off ice cream and tell you this, but, you know, I'm the kind of guy to tell you what he wants right now, and I want you.
I'm busy though. I've been having like, you know, finals and stuff like that. So I don't know. Let's see. I don't know. I'm not know what you're saying. What do you say? I said, what did you say? What you want me to say? I was like, I don't know.
Let me say it again?
Yeah.
All right, so all I was saying was, you know how we know each other for a little while. And all this time, I ain't really see you the way I see you now. And I was saying this because, you know, I want to take it to another level beyond friendship. And I was saying that. That's why I want to take you off of ice cream to tell you this. But I said, I'm the kind of guy to tell you what he wants. And I said, right now, I want you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm trying to, my bad, I'm really trying to get my stuff together. My brother was trying to send me something I can't get.
Okay.
But what do you have in mind, though? I don't know.
What do you say?
Yeah, what do you have in mind?
What I have in mind?
Yeah.
I thought
you wanted to, like, go somewhere or something.
Yeah. You going to get some ice cream out here?
I want ice cream.
Yeah. So I can, you know, get to know you, like, on another level beyond friendship, you see?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. I'm trying to see you.
No, yeah.
Where do you get ice cream from anyway? Like,
there's a lot of places. Very clean. There's a lot of places. That's basically what I really want to tell you, you know? You can figure out all the details later, you know, once your schedule clears after you're done with finals and all.
I'm trying to find the details later. Right? My last day, like, being downtown, I think it's May 18th.
Okay, right. I'll come up with a date for us after then.
Yeah.
I'm
listening.
You hear me?
Say, yeah, I'm listening.
All right, I'm going to let you know what day I come up.
Wait, what did
I say? You said what I say?
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to let you know a day after the 19th where we could go out.
Okay, bet. That works.
All right.
All right. 17. Got to hang up. Oh, I got to hang up. I want my door to come out. Oh, I hate this. I don't have that. Okay, that's whatever.
All right.
Well, let me know that you got it now.
All right, I'll let you know. Hello?
Is she off?
Yeah, I think. Oh, Jayla.
What was wrong with her phone, man? Why was it so crackly?
I don't even know.
All right, but wait a second. So she's down, am I correct?
Yes.
So let me ask you a stupid-ass question. Is it so hard to ask for what the fuck you want? Is it?
No. I already told her this.
You told her what I told you to say, and now she knows why she's going for ice cream, and she's down, right?
Right.
Write this down. I'm going to solidify this shit. Write this down. Write this down real quick. I'm going to show you. I'm going to solidify this shit. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, say, don't forget. Say, I'm going to let you know when. Write this down. I'm going to let you know when.
All right.
All I'm asking you to do is bring your smile, your sexy lips, and that cute body you have.
Okay.
Let me know. And I'll make sure.
And I'll make sure.
That I'll do everything I can.
Okay.
To see if your favorite ice cream tastes better.
Is better.
Off your lips.
Okay.
Then the spoon.
And the spoon.
Right. Now go real quick, call her and tell her that shit. I almost forgot. Just hit her with that. I almost forgot. But let her know that shit right now.
All right. Got you.
You got it down, right? You got what I told you down, right?
Yeah, I got it. Call right now.
Call right now and tell her that shit. Just solidify that shit. Fuck that. You're going to get a kiss. Fuck that. Let's do it. We setting you up for a kiss, all right? Come on. What we do? Oh, I forgot. I forgot to tell him that.
Yo, hello?
What happened?
Hello?
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you something.
What you forgot?
I'm asking for you, bring your smile, your sexy lips, that cute body you have.
Oh my God.
But I'm gonna make sure I do everything I can to see if your favorite ice cream tastes better off your lips than a spoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ice cream. I love you guys how to eat your ice cream just because, that's all I have to eat. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't gotta be ice cream. You can get coffee too. I can see, but your favorite coffee out there with.
I'm so dead.
I'm so dead.
No, what's so funny? Yeah.
We don't see though. I just had to remember to tell you that.
Whatever.
Alright. Gotta hang up again.
Oh my goodness. Alright.
Hello?
Do you see that, how easy that is?
Yeah.
Do you hear her giggling? Did you hear her smile through the phone when you told her to bring her sexy lips, that smile and that body? Did she get mad at you? No, she giggled. And then when you told her, I want to be able to taste her lips and see the different taste her favorite ice cream off her lips instead of the spoon, what did she do? Was she not smiling even more and giggling?
Yeah, she was.
This is what I'm talking about when you have game and you wasn't being creepy. You wasn't being needy. This is smooth because you're leading her and telling her what you want to happen. Does that make any sense? All this time, you've been sitting around beating around the bush with her. And you've been beating around the bush with her for a year or so. And you get with me, and within, 20 minutes, you got the ice cream with her. You told her to bring her sexy-ass lips, her smile, her body, and you also get the kiss, and it was that easy. You see how simple that is when you keep it a buck and don't beat around the bush?
Can I be honest with you?
What? What's up?
I kind of already told her this. I'm not trying to, you know, disregard, like, what happened. Like, yeah, it definitely did work. But she asked me before, like, she texted me. She asked me, what's my favorite ice cream? I told her, whatever flavor I taste off your lips when you first...
what it was. You set it up. That's the... Look, you set it up. That's the bottom line. You wanted to talk about her smile, and you wanted to make her feel better. We said, fuck that. We're going to push the pendulum to get you to put in and lead her where you wanted to go, right?
Right. No, you're definitely right. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, let me go in with my show, man. We'll see what happens, and are you good to go, man, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, that's what we do, man. I'll throw you back in. All right, it's the Dean's the Man Mindset. He didn't know what to say to the girl. He wanted to make her smile. If y'all are just joining us, he wanted to make a woman, this girl that he likes, smile. But I'm like, why are we trying to make her smile when we got to move on shit? And that's what we're going to be talking about today with text messaging, okay? That's what we got to break down with text messaging and why a man's text can lead to sex. But we've got to look at the whys here. We've got to understand the thought processes between all of this, because the problem with all you guys out here, all you do is fuck around and beat around the bush, and you never keep anything 1,000 with the woman. Yes, we all know that you're interested, but again, women are smart enough to sit back and just chill and ride it out. Now, again, I got an email from a guy. He told me I'm allowed to show you these emails. But we got to talk about what not to do first. We got to talk about what not to do. And I talked about this earlier with Angry Man. And 714, I bring you in. No, 714, I say hi. I see you, 714. Hello, Spagoli. Hello, just hanging the phone up. Now, getting back to you guys. So this is what's important. The thing is that when you're dealing with a woman, it is very important that you don't sit around and beat around the bush and play games with women. We don't do that as men. And one thing you cannot do as a man is sit around here and tippy-toe around something you actually want, because as men, we've got to be able to lead, show these women what it is we want. But we're going to talk about solving in a second. But what we got to do is, I talked about this with Angry Man earlier, women are smart enough to play dumb. And don't think, see, most of you guys think that women actually are fucking stupid. Maybe a little naive, but not stupid. And they're smart enough. You ever remember when we were little kids? Y'all remember those little cartoon shows where they had a carrot and the carrot was always in front of the donkey? It wasn't close enough, but it was just far enough where the donkey thought it was in reach. But he never got to carry it. Women know how to dangle their pussy and sex to the average surface dweller in a way where he cannot get what he wants, because she's smart enough to keep him at arm's length, smart enough to keep him around, but also smart enough not to give up anything. See, guys, one thing that y'all don't understand about women that y'all really don't give them credit for, and I'm not trying to give them credit, I'm just telling you what it is. They know how to get what they want without giving up anything. And this is where y'all think guys got everything wrong. If these women choose to have, they can have hundreds and thousands of guys all over the world doing whatever they want them to do when they want to do it at a moment's notice. They've got that power. But they also got the power to play damsel in distress, naive, like, I didn't know. I had no idea. Wait, you're really interested in me? Oh, my, I couldn't see it. I never knew you wanted to sleep. I just thought we had a – they're really smart at that, because what women know is that they can dumb it down and say, oh, I didn't know. I just thought we were friends and all this other stuff. So what we're going to do is I'm going to show y'all something. Give you all a prime example of what not to do, and we got to look at this, and we're going to talk about this because this is very important, and we're going to break this down. So this guy sent me this, said I can use it, and I'm going to show you why you guys lose. So if you're looking at this, all right, let's see what it says, okay? Now, first thing she comes off with, look at that, playing dumb. Did I do something wrong? No, you just never done anything at all to continue a real friend. See, now wait, let me slow down before I say some of this shit. This is not the woman's fault. This is a masterful game of chess versus checkers. This woman is moving master. This woman is like 10 moves ahead of this person. Because if you'll notice, this guy's in his feelings. He's hurt. He's kicking out emotions. And you can see this woman is in control. So let's look at the control. Oh, wait, wrong one. I'm sorry. Let's look at the control. Okay, did I do something wrong? Like, what happened, right? What does he say? No, you just never done anything at all to constitute a real friendship with me. What the fuck is that? Let me keep it in. Okay, I don't do that fake stuff, even though he's being fake with her and not being honest with her. And I just don't have time, okay? I don't have time for you, okay? Or people like that anymore. Now, remember, this is him raging. Who is the female and who is the male in this? Because if you look at what she says next, again, I keep telling y'all, these women are smart as fuck. I never knew that's how you felt. I'm sorry you felt that way and I've never been fake with you. I really care about you. I don't know if there was a specific point that I made you feel that way. I always thought, you know what, we were really close, but okay. I respect your wishes and love you forever. Guys, this is a Mona Lisa. This is why I always tell you guys that your opponent, the women that y'all are messing with, these women have game and they know how to maneuver and move themselves and know how to play the victim and act like nothing ever went wrong. But if you're looking at this right now, she's not the problem. She's not the problem. This is what happens when you guys are not straight up with a woman. This is what happens. They know how to move and cattle drive you exactly where they want you to go. If they want you to be their chauffeur, the guy that puts the Christmas lights, like I always say, they know how to move you. But let's keep going. I want you to look at he's all in his fucking feelings, okay? So here he goes. All right, so he says nice words, okay? When you feel like saying something sweet, you've never done anything, right? Not even the slightest offer. What is this? Where are we going with this? And it's not just you. I realize that I'm just a great friend and a nice person, and now I'll continue to be that. I mean, like, who's taking advantage of who? Guys, do y'all actually think women are blind to the fact that you're trying to take advantage of them? Do y'all guys actually think that women are dumb enough to think that when you're asking out on a date, you're trying to fuck or you're trying to get her back to your place? Do you think that they don't know you? And this is why they run you the way she's running this guy, because he's in his feelings. Look. See, look. Hey, playing like blonde knucklehead woman, naive to all of his sexual advances. As I keep telling you, these women are smart enough to keep you guys at an arm distance. Look what she's saying. Not exactly sure what you wanted me to do specifically, all right, that I haven't done, or what would you have wanted from me? Example would be nice, but it seems like you've made up your mind and I was supportive in everything. Listen to what she's saying. She's killing this guy. She's killing him. All she's doing is running game and circles around this guy. And this guy's in his feelings and his emotions. Let's keep going. So then she goes off and says, all right, she says, after the example, okay, so remember, she said, I respect your wishes. Hey, and I love you. Hey, she's not in love with you. She loves you like a brother, right? So he gets upset and gives her the thumbs up, which I don't know why you guys do that, but y'all in y'all feelings, give it a thumbs up. She said, hey, you crossed my mind today. I just wanted to say I miss you, and I hope you're well. Hey, praying for you. Man, these women can be ruthless, man. And listen, I don't mean ruthless as bad. It's just that you guys slip on your opponent and think that they are just sugar and spice. But here's the last part that's funny. So she said, I've been reaching you, but it says your phone disconnected. I was worried about you. Are you okay? I miss my friend. Call me. She's just fucking with him, man, antagonizing the shit out of this motherfucker. Hey, you, just staying busy with me. Sorry, but yeah, ended that number. Anyway, if it's okay with you, I'd rather not just be friends like that. I'm good. Have a good one. Though I hope everything is well. See, what I say to all you guys, and this is what we got to talk about in all of this. The guys, you got a question, put a Q in there and all that other stuff. We got you covered. You guys do not understand what you're playing against. You don't understand what you're going against when it comes to these women. These women are really smart. They're really smart, but they're smart enough to play dumb. Because they know a lot of you guys don't even know how to ask for what you want. And a woman's smart enough to keep you around, keep you dragging on to get what you want and just move on. But then all of a sudden you want to get mad at her because she's not moving as fast as you wanted to move. But what you don't understand is she's moving at the pace for the both of you. And you don't even realize that you're the one being run or having a game being ran on you. These women are smart enough to keep you on the shelf for a long time. And they can slowly make you think you have a chance when you don't have one at all by slowly maybe giving you a hug or saying that you're cute or just giving you crumbs all day. Crumbs. But you can't get mad at her. Why is he upset? Because he's not running game the way it's supposed to be. He's not standing on who he is. And this is the thing about all you guys, even the one that just called earlier today. I just don't understand how it is that you guys out here think that you're going to get what you want by not asking for what you want. And I don't necessarily mean asking for what you want in a disrespectful manner. I don't want you to be disrespectful, but you're allowed to go towards what it is you actually want. But what is it that you want? And I know what you're about to say. And because what you're about to say is why you're not getting what you want. Because what she knows, and all women know, that you don't know, is that they all know all you want to do is fuck. All they know, all you want to do is fuck. You don't realize that you are fucking. It's just you getting fucked over. You're fucking. But she's the one doing the fucking. She's the one running game on you. See, you guys think that when you all act shy and bashful and, oh, well, you know, I wonder if it's okay if you go out. She knows you just want to fuck. Don't play that bullshit with me. You can't try to manipulate me with all that shy shit. Man, I was watching, I think Taekwondo and I are going to do a video on a show on that this week, but I was watching one of these shows. What's the name of the show? He gave me the link. It's called like a pineapple something where this woman, there are two women on, right? And then all these guys pop in and try to woo the woman over. And Ty was asking me to come on to that show today, and I was like, dude, I can't go on that show today. And it wouldn't work. Because I was watching a preview and clip, and I got to show you that shit. I was watching that shit, and it was like, that shit was like stabbing me in my neck. I mean, it was so bad. It was two women on the panel, and they were just ushering these guys. And all these guys like, hi, I'm Travis. I'm a Pisces. And how you doing? And tell me about this. I mean, it was just death. I'm like, dude, what I am going to do, if I was on, yeah, that pineapple show, yeah. I said, if I was on that show, they would kick me off. Because I want to know what she's bringing to the table. I want to know if she's cool with being on my roster. I wouldn't last long on that show because I wouldn't fit. I'm not going to fit the description that of all these other guys. I'm like, why are you wasting your time? I said, why don't you, I mean, what makes you special? Because on one I was watching, she said she couldn't even cook. I was saying, can you cook? I'm just saying, this is why I told them I can't go on there, because if I went on there, they would just usher me right out because I'd be a straight-up dick in their eyes, the ones that they like to fuck. Because I'm not here to ask you, like, how you doing all this stuff. I want to know, look, I want you to know, or look, are you good with being on my roster? Stuff like that. That's what I would be asking. How can you ask to progress intimately without saying that? Why would she chase you? Why would she chase you if you just present yourself? The problem with you guys out here is that you don't realize how creepy you are and weird you are. Most of y'all don't realize that because of the lack of experience you have in the bedroom, because of the lack of experience you have to even make, you can't even pull out things in her or have real philosophical conversations with her to show her why she should fuck you. So if you take all that and then all of a sudden be like, well, let's fuck. She's going to be like, fuck no, I don't want to fuck you. I don't even think I like you. But you cannot progress anywhere because you don't have any game. See why? That's why you can't progress because yourself. Because I know it's hard for you to answer this question, but what benefit is it going to, you tell me. Why should she be with you? What benefit is she going to get by giving you 3 minutes of fucking sex? What benefit? What is the thing that she's going to get if she were to give it up to you? Come on, CY, tell us all. Let us know, because you know you ain't got no game. So just say I ain't gotten a bit official. Just be honest. I'm not trying to knock you. I'm just being real with you, man. A lot of you guys out here, you think for some reason that a woman has to sleep with you. She didn't have to do anything. Because as a surface dweller, that's why you ain't reaching her nowhere. Because all you're trying to do is fuck. And that's why they fuck with us, because we ain't trying to fuck. Trying to show them why they should fuck us. I just sent the conversation to your email. I feel like I painted a stick figure versus a Mona Lisa. Would you mind taking a look? Now, we are going to take a look, motherfucker. Let me see what you got. Please don't let this be bad. Oh, Jesus. Let me make sure you got everything deleted. So before I pop this up. right, so you sent this. Oh my God, let's look at this shit. I got y'all, man, but y'all it's like y'all want to, y'all like shooting yourselves in the foot. I don't understand why y'all guys talk to women. Let me get to these ones. I'm going to download these. That's two. All right, hold on. That's three. And four. Okay, she sent this to one of her friends, but also sent this to me by mistake. Oh, shit. I'm not even reading it. I'm not going to read it yet. I'm going to post it. We all going to look at this together. Okay? We're all going to look at this together. Because we're a family, right? And families look at shit together. Hold on, let me grab this shit. All right, here we go. I'm going to grab all these. Oh, my God. I can't wait. This might be bad, dude. This might be bad. All right, so here we go. All right, so let's go with number one. All right, let me take this down. Let's go with number one and read this, and we're all going to read this together. All right, let's go to number one. All right, so let's go to number one. All right, number one, he's saying, allow me to show you Saturday at noon, okay, at the Contemporary Arts Center downtown. They have a rotating exhibit featuring 20th century artists. They also have a floor with an interactive art, which allows you to play and interact with the art. This is a way that we can be imaginative and have some fun. She said, I'll think about it. Let me stop right there. See, if 1, 2, 3, if you had your bid, you could have nailed her to the coffin. Because let me tell you something, and I say this to all you guys. I am not I thank you motherfucker. I'll think about it. I'll let you know. I'm not sure, or maybe. I'm not that guy. And if you say that to me, you're gone. Because your character does not match how you look. And what did you do? You didn't even check her on that. Matter of fact, why are you taking it to the damn museum? But let's keep going. You said GM. I don't know what that means. It's cool. No need to think about it. I'm looking for a woman who knows what she wants and goes after it. Oh, sorry. I thought it was you, but I see I was mistaken, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go. No hard feelings. If you ever want to smile, laugh, and blush, have a good time, let me know. All right. All of that because a history museum isn't for me. You got it. Exactly. Why the fuck are you let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you a question, Dweller. Why would you, please explain this. Somehow that straighten this camera out a little bit. Maybe that's better. Why would you, surface dweller, why would you take her ass to a boring fucking museum? Why would you take it to the boring museum? Why? Why would you take her to the boring-ass museum? God damn it. She's not fucking, like, 50 years old or some shit. The fuck are you Let's get to the next thing right here. Oh, wait, that's number four. I'm sorry. Let's get to number two. Well, allow me to show you Saturday Contemporary Art Museum. Okay, wait. That was the first. Okay, I'm sorry. That's all right. So you say it make you feel so sexy, so you're not a party pooper. The fuck does that mean? All right, that's what he's saying, right? But let's see what she said. We already read all that shit, so he blew it up, okay? We get to four. I don't know for real, lady. You ask someone what they look like and see what the options they provide. L gave me one and used his sexy line, and I was leery because science is more me and his ass already committed to being a party pooper. So tell me how I messed things up. If that's what he was on, that's the issue, then I'm fine for me to step off. So she sent that to a, so she sent that to somebody else. But I don't understand why the why are you, and don't think women aren't talking, but why aren't you, why are you offering her a museum, dude? I'm gonna find you, but I wanna know why. A1, I got you, I'm gonna answer your question. SN, I got you, I'm gonna answer your question and shit. I want to see if this dude answers the question. I'm going to scroll down and get y'all questions in a second. She doesn't want to look at art, brother. Why do you... I like what you're saying. I'm giving credit on that, but what I here's the problem. You have, what you need to do is you need me to you need to show me what you said before this. Send me some emails that you said. Send me the emails before this, because there's some shit I'm missing. Because if she's asking you what would a meetup be like with you, what would it be like with you, and you tell her this, then you fail. What is it going to be like? And what I mean, if a woman's asking you what is it going to be like, you shouldn't be discussing the building and all the stuff that the building has. You should be discussing what you're going to be doing with each other to make that moment more interesting, and you didn't do that. What would it be like? It's going to be a great time of me looking in your eyes, me going behind you and telling you how cute you look, me pulling you closer to me and whispering things in your ear, me holding your hand and leading you, me taking a moment to stop, turn around, look you in your eye, lean in and kiss you. Me taking a moment to stop and tell you to come over here and put you around my arms and stuff and tell you, you know what? I knew you was going to come over here because I knew that you wanted to have a good time. That's, I mean, you're missing the whole point because you're making it about the museum versus the man. She asked you, what is it going to be like? Guys, look at the very first thing she said. I even missed that part. First thing she said at the top. So what would a meetup look like with you? But then you're telling her what it look at. Allow me to show you Saturday at noon at the Art Center. They have a rotating exhibit. But what are you two doing? She's asking you what it will look like. She's asking you what it will look like, and you're not answering the question. It's like you're avoiding the question because you don't know what you're going to do. I don't know why I've never told you or any of you ever to take a woman to an art gallery. Why would you do that? Why would you take her to an art gallery when I've given you the places you should take her? It's, you should take her to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks to go feed the goddamn ducks. Go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. 99-cent loaf of bread. You can at least go get some drinks. You can't get cocoa. It's too hot out there now. But you can go get some cocoa in the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. Or you have the option of taking her for coffee, tea, or ice cream. But that's the problem, man. She's not seeing that with you, man, because you don't know what you're doing. And because you don't know what you're doing and you're saying all this stuff that you're saying and stuff and you expect her to follow your lead, why should she follow you? Yeah, you know what she's thinking? Yeah, I'll either go out with him on a corner of he's a loser and he's going to be in the fucking friend zone because he's not even making me wet mentally. Or if that doesn't go well, we'll go to the corner of no booty. Let's just hang out and ask each other questions about who, what's, whys, wins, and wheres. Tell him to bring you in 1 second. It doesn't make sense. I know you got some questions. I had your questions in a second. Let me grab Tyler real quick. Tyler, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, I'm just kicking back listening, man. This is an important topic, and I just want to say this is where it all comes together here. All the key things come together because texting, talking to these women, however we're engaging with them, knowing,
right.
I don't know, knowing our why is so important, why we're going to say what we're going to say. So, but I'm kicking back listening, man.
Okay, Todd, if you got something, just, you know, hit the one button. I got you. Got something. Okay. Everything that you do must have not a purpose, gentlemen, but everything you do has to be able to lead her to the next set of fours. I tell you this over and over and over again. Every move that you make has to be precision. You must lead and guide the woman where you want her to go. And if you cannot lead and guide her, she's going to start guiding your ass. I'm going to grab some of these questions that some of you guys have. Just a bit of cue, and I got y'all covered, okay? Let me see. Let me turn that down. And again, I'm not saying the art gallery isn't a bad place, big guy, but some young women may find that boring or for old people. And I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying some might not like that, brother. A1 says, this girl says she couldn't see me because she has exams, and she's open to reconnecting after 3 months. Does she say this because my game is too weak for her? Oh, yeah, absolutely. A1, yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. A1, let me tell you something. A1, there are guys like you, and I say this with love. There are guys like you that have to wait 3 weeks to just hang out because eventually you're going to get in the friend zone. But A1, there's another group of guys out there. There's another group of guys out there that when she's stressing over her exams, she's not going in her drawer to get the Willy Mammoth 3000. She's not going to play with herself or get a stiff drink. She's going to call one of those guys up and say, you know what, can you come over here and fuck me? I'm stressing, man. I got these exams, and I'm so sure. I just need a stiff dick. You just come over and fuck me real quick. He's going to hurry up and just come fuck me. Or can I come see? And I know y'all guys think I'm crazy. But I'm telling you, when a woman has a stressful day, they have that, let me just come over and fuck me. Just fuck the stress out of me. I'm having a long day. I had a stressful day, a worried day. Just come fuck me. And if you're the guy she's saying, let's hang out in 3 weeks, then hopefully you'll forget about her because she's already forgotten about you. See, here's the problem. She can see you. She chooses not to see you because, unfortunately, what she has done is weighed out the benefits of what it is to be with you. Does that make any sense? And it's not that your game is too weak, it's that you don't have any game at all, brother. Using your intelligence can be a way to win, such as to know about astrology. Are you serious? Oh, my God, dude. Let me tell you something, man. I don't know what it is about being a Leo. Rawr. I don't know what it is about being a Leo, but when you get with women who is all into astrology, oh my God, my sign and your sign connect and it says this and that. That's what women do, brother. Men don't sit around and read astrology. Are you fucking serious? Well, you know, the fourth planet of Neptune going to Mars shows that you and I are very competitive. SN, please don't ever in your life bring up astrology to a woman. Please, if you have any love for yourself, don't ever bring up astrology to a woman. Please, please, God forbid, don't do that. Please don't do that. Don't ever bring up astrology to a woman. Please. why do y'all? It's like these women like set y'all up for a downfall. The fours are basically standing on your square, sir. Every move that you make, if it's A, B, or C, is a group of fours. But in your fours, before you even get to your fours, you've got to know why. You've got to defend it. You've got to stand on it, but you've got to express it. But as I said before, what is so cool about game is, as I told you, women are different. Women are different. Different personalities, right? Every woman is not the same. But what is the same is how you can get to four. You don't have to use 2 + 2 to get to four. You can get to 4, 3 + 1, 12 - 8, 24 - 20, 16 ÷ 4. It doesn't matter how you get to your four as long as you are on your four and moving towards your four by leading the woman where you want to go. But if you're trying to lead the woman to sex, you're going to fuck up and lose. As I told you before, this is the guy that's going to get the one-night stand. You're not that guy. Matter of fact, you're kind of like this guy right here. You're not that guy. Most of you are not, and it's no knocking you. Most of you guys are just not that guy. So if you're not that guy, this is why you're messing up, because you're not creating something in the woman to make her say, I have to be with him. Remember, I tell you before, I'll walk you through this shit again, guys, because your fours and what you're texting is going to hurt you. As I said before, let's go over it again. Remember, I told you guys, okay? Remember, I showed you the numbers. We talked about it. I showed you all this stuff, the 1, 2, and 3, the meet, the talk, the date. Always remember, every time, remember, there is no trust. But this is based on how you feel about yourself. Because if you do not like yourself, then you give it, hey, if you camp out and beat around the bush, give yourself a -5. If you're not sure of yourself and you kind of go back and forth with trying to be a man and then going back to camping and being soft, give yourself a -10. But every man will lead with a 1, because you shouldn't get a pat on the back for doing something that's easy. But as I'm trying to show you, this is why the numbers add up. Remember, every woman is different. Let me show what I'm talking about. Every woman is different, meaning that every woman has a point system of where you got to reach to get trust from her. If you weak motherfuckers are sitting around here scared and camping out, you're not sure of yourself, you're in the negative. You're in the negative, which means that if you're in the negative, guys, that means when you have interaction with her, remember the interaction line, gentlemen, when you interact with a woman and you are in the negative, no matter what you say and what you do is going to lead you in a negative response, because every interaction is kind of like a point system. I'm trying to simplify this for you guys. I'm just trying to simplify it for you guys to show you how hard and difficult it is for you average guys trying to do something. So what happens to you guys, because you don't know your why, you don't know how to defend it, you don't know how to stand on it, you damn sure don't know how to express it, what happens is every interaction you have with a woman, A, B, C, okay? A might be meeting her, B might be taking her on a date, and C might getting her to your house, okay? Every interaction, it has to be a 4. Because if your 3 + 1 = 5 in your book, and it's not 2 + 2 or 8 - 12, then she's not going to follow you because of how you feel about yourself. I'm trying to explain to you guys, the reason why you're not sleeping with a lot of women is because you are not offering anything to the woman to feel like, oh my God, I have to be with this guy. Let me take this off. Let me give you all up the oops, sorry. Let me give you oh shit. Fuck, come on, Steven. Let me give you all the prime example like I gave you the other day. The other day. Let's look at the prime examples. You do not even scribe. Remember, the person that is trying to get the end result of having a woman buy into this dress starts with how it is scribed and how you create it. Then you must market what that thing is to yourself, gentlemen. You must market it to yourself. And once you market it to yourself, gentlemen, then you must then be able to post it up in an area where the woman can see it and realize that I have to either try this on, see if it fits my size, or something I should invest in. And by the time, if you can get her in your dressing room where she thinks about trying you on, you win. Now, why am I saying all this? I'm saying all of this, gentlemen, because y'all guys are not doing exactly what I'm saying that to you guys. Y'all are not doing this. You guys are not moving and creating because you're too busy dwelling on your mistakes and your setbacks and your poor me, and she's too busy and she's too cute and I can't get her and I don't know what to say and I don't know why to say it. So, gentlemen, you don't understand. We're going to move this to another level. Shall we? We're going to move this to another level today, okay? I'm going to explain some shit to you. Shout out to everybody that's listening right now. If y'all got a question, call in. Lines are open. We're going to move this to another level today, okay? And I'm going to show y'all something. I'm going to connect the dress thing, but I'm going to show y'all something. But first, for all you guys, let me show you, before we go to another level, I'm going to show all you guys in here, because I got love for you. I appreciate you. I'm going to show you why you lose. The number one reason why you guys, no, stop it. I'm sorry. I was wrong. You don't lose because you're not even playing to fucking win. So I'm sorry. You don't even lose. But the reason why you can't win, that's better. I'm sorry. I don't want to call y'all losers, Richie, because you gotta play. You got to want to be in and step in the game to play to even win or lose. So I'm going to say it this way, gentlemen. The reason why you don't win is because every fucking day that goes by in your life, you know what I always tell you before we end the show, every show we end, I'm the only YouTuber that tells you this. Every show, the only thing I tell you, the number one thing I tell you is to think about the graveyard. I always tell you, think about that because everybody in there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. And I tell you, live every day like it is your last and go after what you want. But how can somebody go after what he wants when that somebody is not going into the dojo in his mind and talking to himself and loving who he is and building up a respect for himself and telling him what he is to himself, not to women, by saying things like this to himself? Y'all don't say things like, I'm the only one of my kind. And that's my truth, and I will defend that truth until my very last breath. Y'all don't talk like that. Y'all don't say things like I will challenge myself every day to be a better man, as I don't fucking fail, I learn. Y'all don't say I'm staying true to myself, and I'm not going to change for anybody, and I won't judge myself. I won't judge women. I won't judge other men or make excuses. Y'all don't say that kind of shit. Y'all don't say I'm here to build my mind up. I'm not going to explain myself to a woman or force a woman to understand me. That's her job. This is who the fuck I am today. And if she's lucky to get my time, and if she's lucky to get my attention, and if she's lucky to get my respect, and if she's lucky to get my fucking curiosity, if she's lucky to get my fucking attention, if she's lucky to get any parts of me, It's her fucking lucky day. But wait a second, guys. All my dogs out there. Don't talk to yourselves like this. Y'all don't ever talk. No, no, not an affirmation. No, 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 no. This ain't no affirmation. This is trying to connect to your fucking core. See, that affirmation shit is on the surface, brother. No, 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 no. We don't do affirmations. I'm trying to get you guys to connect at your core. Because when you connect at your core, you don't create confidence. You create sexual confidence. When you're at your core, you don't have self-esteem. You got sexual self-esteem built on what you are inside of yourself that you are actually in control of. Your thoughts, how you move, how you make her smile, how you make her blush, how you make her laugh, how you make her turned on, how you make her miss you, want you. You do it because your sexual self-esteem is showing her that I am an impactful motherfucker. You fuck with me, I'm going to impact you because I'm going to lead you to the place that you have never seen before, you lady. And that's your core. It's the one thing women have never even realized they had. But not only the core, but what about her sexual core of going beyond the edge that she thinks that she's on? Come on, man. It's showing her how you are to yourself at any given moment. It's showing her how you feel about yourself and her not to be tricked, not to be manipulated, but her to be influenced by how you think, be influenced by how you talk, be influenced by how you text, be influenced by how you move, be influenced by how you do things to a point where she has to have you because without you, she feels like she's missing something in her life. She feels like something is wrong. Something is wrong with her day. Why is he renting so much space in my head? I've got to know more. This is what I'm talking about to you guys out here. This is nothing that comes from outside of yourself. This is not a car, a barbell, a nice shirt, an Armani suit, a Rolex watch, some nice shoes. This is none of this. This is on a perspective in a mindset that is based on your core, your interpretation of who the fuck you are, not who you want your mom to be or what your mom wants you to be, not what your fucking father or your siblings or your friends or some women want you to be. This is who the fuck I am. I'm not fickle. I'm true to myself, and I'm so true to myself, if you fuck with me, I'm going to show you how to be true to yourself. And I promise you, the more truth that you find in yourself, the more you're going to fucking fall in lust with me, because I'm the one that's going to take away the insecurities. I'm the one that's going to make you lose time. I'm the one that's going to make you forget where the fuck you at, not you. I'm the one. So if I know I'm the one, because of my level of sexual fucking self-worth that goes with all of this, then everything I send and everything I say should have impact, everybody. Impact. All of you should have impact. Belief in yourself to say it is your lucky day. I came down from the land of ass and titties, took the form of a fucking man, and I am gracing you with me. And if you are lucky enough to take this and cash this in, I promise y'all your world will never be the same again. I'm going to fuck your world up because I'm going to get you to the place that you have never dreamed before. Because all your life, you've been looking and trying to find the boundaries of your sexuality. And your mind has got you to a stopping point. because you think every guy's average. You ain't fucking with an average motherfucking man. I am going to take you beyond that, but listen to me. I can't be, you cannot have me. Listen, I'm going to make you feel like you're on top of the fucking world, but there's one catch. You cannot have me. You can be a part of what I have, but you cannot have me. I will give you pleasures beyond pleasures. I will have you thinking and doing things and talking to you and showing you things not only that you've never seen before, but showing you worlds in your fucking mind that you never even thought you had. But you just have to understand, you cannot fall in love with me, even though I know you will fall in love with me. You can't do it because there's no love in this. And you know what most women going to say? You can't handle me. Baby, I'm just warning you. I'm just warning you that when we start fucking around, you will fall in love with me. But I don't want you to like me. I don't want you to love me. Matter of fact, I'm so fucking cold, I'm telling you, I'm not even trying to fuck you. Y'all see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to fuck you. Because we're fucking already, and you don't even realize it. So why do I have to fucking fuck you when we're fucking already? But to be honest with you, I know what I bring to my table because I know something about me that you don't know about yourself. And that is, I know my core. I know my core and what I am at that core. And guess what? I can show you how to find yours. Because I will be the cause and I will be the cure of everything you're going to go through if you fuck with me. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to be the cause of you being sad. I'm telling you. I'm going to be the cause of you crying. I'm going to be the cause of your jealousy and everything you're going to go with. All your ups and downs, I promise you, I will be the cause of that, but at least I'm being honest with you. But on the other hand, one phone call, one text message, one voice message, one video message from me, and I will cure anything you fucking feel. I will be your cause and your cure. You just got to be sure this is what you want because I don't want to force it. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to barter because all I want, and I will tell you, if you actually know what I want the invite. That's all the fuck I want. I don't even want the pussy. What you mean? You know, I want the invite. That's what the fuck I want. Everybody else, they want the pussy. I want it all. I don't want just one fucking street corner. I don't want one fucking neighborhood. I don't want one goddamn city. I don't want one fucking state or one fucking country. I want the fucking galley. I want it all. And the only way I'm going to get it all is by getting the one thing that most motherfuckers don't ask for or want. And that is the invite. That is all I want. I want nothing more, nothing less. You take your time. Hey, you don't want to fuck? Hey, I'm not worried about that shit. Take your fucking time. Hey, you wanna hang out and stuff? We're cool as long as we're going towards intimacy. But let me tell you this much. I just want the invite. Oh, you playing games. You want to fuck me? No, baby, I told you. Now you really, really want me to really keep it a buck with you. You know what? I did tell you I want the invite. But you want me to tell you why I want the invite? So I can show you why you should be fucking me. Because let me tell you something. You're going to want to fuck me. And I know you ain't even, listen, I know you're not even used to even having a thought of saying I want to fuck him. Because every motherfucker you fuck with, all they did was pander after your pussy. All they did was run behind you and kiss your fucking ass and bend over backwards and juggle and do all these fucking magic tricks. And for what? For you to say, oh, you're sweet and kind? No, that's not me. You know what I am? Hey, look, I'm a short motherfucker, but I don't stand on my height. I'm a black motherfucker, and I don't stand on my color. I ain't got motherfucking riches, and I don't stand on that shit. You know what I stand on? My motherfucking name. And I promise you, if you fuck with me, watch what happens. But here's the thing. See this right here, baby girl? See this? This is a contract you cannot refuse. I'm going to give you the best contract you can ask. This contract is going to state that you can see any guy you want to see. Hey, go out. Hey, don't get rid of your guy friends. No, I'm not. Mm-mm. Don't get rid of them. If you want to go out with somebody, hey, feel free to go out. Matter of fact, if you need my help, I'll even come over to your help. I'll come over to your house, and we can pick out the outfits you want to dress up and go. You want to know why? Because I'm not taking you out to dinner. If you want a motherfucker to cupcake over you, you can do all that shit. I'm not that dumb motherfucker. But, hey, go out to dinner if you want to go out with a dinner with a guy. Listen, contract is simple. I will not run behind you. I will not ask you any questions. But you have to understand, you're not allowed to ask me any questions anyway. But you know what? I know you are. So you know what? I'm going to do you a favor. You know, they like those commercials. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see this part right here that says you have to ask me questions? Guess what? I'm going to slash the prices. I'm going to slash the prices, okay? Now, okay. So you can ask whatever you want, okay? See, perfect contract. Go and come as you please. I will not run behind you. Will not ask you anything. And you're even allowed to ask what the fuck I'm doing. But please understand this, or excuse me, overstand this, that if you ask me what I'm doing, you can't get mad at the result that you're about to hear. Because if I'm with somebody, I'm going to fucking tell you. Because you do understand you're not the only woman, okay? I'm giving you this contract to let you know you got freedom to do whatever you want. But I'm not the guy. But you know what? We and I, if you, and again, everything goes right, guys, all right? But through the text messaging, we're talking about this shit. Why do I win her over? I don't win her over because of the contract. The contract doesn't win her over. It's what she sees in me wins her over. Because, gentlemen, as I tell you, land, sea, and air. Matter of fact, I even told my other guy, one of my clients today, like I've always told you since the Pussy Whip shows in the late 90s, you got to go to the store. Every store sometimes has what is called an airport section. And that airport section has miniaturized little things that you put in your little fucking bag when you go on your airport trips. You take your motherfucking ass and go to your Walmart and do this. And you get two of all that women's shit. Two shampoos, two conditioners. You get two packs of makeup wipes. Two packs of loofahs, two packs of toothbrush. You get two of everything for women and throw all that shit in your bathroom. Just put it in your drawer in your bathroom. Put it in your drawer in your bathroom. But Steve, why would I put it in my drawer in the bathroom? Well, gentlemen, what do you think the first thing a woman goes through when she goes over your house? Oh, I need to freshen up. I'll be right back. She goes to your bathroom, number one, to see what kind of fucking diseases you got because you have this thing called a medicine cabinet. But while she's sifting around, what you think she's gonna think when she sees female products in a drawer that's already set? Think about this for a second, because a lot of women are not gonna mess with you if they don't feel fresh. If they're not feeling fresh, they're not gonna do anything because they're worried about judgment. What happens when they go over my house, they go in the drawer and like, hey baby, I got you, just get what you need, got your toothbrushes, your Pantene's, I got the shaving cream. If you're worried about the getting little hair spikes on your legs, go ahead and shave. I got everything you need right here. Right there. Everything's there for you. Because I'm that motherfucking dude, man. But see, again, the way that I talk sex with a woman, as I've always said to you guys, is I don't bring up sex. I am not the – guys, I was never the first one to bring up fucking. I never bring it up. But I do. I told you, I positioned myself to bring it up. And I'm showing y'all guys through these messages and stuff, okay? The text message – send the email, themanmindset@gmail.com. Tyler, type in the email so you can send it to me, K-head. I got you, big dog. Just, I'm sorry. Oops. Go ahead. There you go. There you go. There you go. Thank you, Britt. Thank you, Britt. Yeah, send it right there and let me know when you send it, and I'll read it. But listen. Listen to me, all my dogs. Listen to me. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. All I do is position. First thing I do is go to, you can get it at Five Below. You can go to Amazon. The first thing you got to do is switch out your fucking shower head. Because this is part of the text message that's going to do it. The shower head must go. Then you must go to Michael's or Hobby Lobby if you're in the Americas. I don't know what it is if you're outside the country. But go to a place where they have art and get this. That's all you need. Matter of fact, don't even get the shit in the bottom. Just get the canvas. Get that shit right here. Let me show you. Let me point. Get that shit right here. Don't even get the, just get the easel. Just get the canvas and something to hold it up. That's all you need. Then go to Amazon. Get wine. Put it above your bed. And for all you little smart-ass motherfuckers, you say, well, Steve, I don't drink. Well, then go to your store and get some sparkling fucking cider and put that shit in the wine thing and put that shit above your bed. This is all cake. But also, I gave you the next one, guys. You've got to be able to take down your little kitty-ass posters, all them goofy-ass posters, and start doing what mature sexual men do and start putting artwork on your fucking walls. And not just regular artwork. We're talking about beautiful nude paintings that are not making the woman into a slut or a whore, gentlemen. These are the things that set everything up to show the woman why she should be fucking with me versus with fucking with you guys. Okay? But Britt, let me tell you something. Britt, not only am I a nice guy, not only am I a geek, Britt, I don't smoke, I don't drink, and I don't do drugs. Because I have taught myself or was taught at a young age to smoke me, drink me, and snort me. Become the drug. So I have no problem telling you, I am not ashamed. Judge me if you want. I don't drink, but wait, I mean, come on, dude. I mean, I'm 50 years old, man. Look what happens when you don't do that shit. Come on. I know y'all say black don't crack, but come on, man. I'm not that bad for 50 and shit, you know what I mean? But no drinking, no smoking, no drugs. I am the drug, I am the drink, and I get drunk off of me, and I get hooked on my drug. But it's all good. It's no knock. I'm not mad. But I don't do it, and I'm not judging you if you do it, okay? If you do it, that's fine. There's no judgments. I'm not here to judge any of you guys. Drink as much as you want. Smoke as much as you want. Do whatever you want. But I am my own drug and my own drink, and I'm going to get her – I'm going to get her right because I believe in me, me. Tyler, I got you in a second. Let's see. Tyler, let me see what you got for me, guys. But let me continue what I'm saying to you. I want you to be able to communicate sexuality without forcing sexuality on the woman. Y'all are too busy forcing it on her versus, matter of fact, yeah, Justin, because I was going to grab some more nude paintings to show you the beauty of nude paintings that you should have on your wall to be able to describe why you got it and what did you see in it that is also going to catapult sex. Guys, this is a layup. But how you set it up is so simple. Is you set it up by your phone. All you got to do, get your phone. All you got to do, get your little fucking phone out, right? All you got to do, start off with a voice message. Train her on voice messaging. Once you train her on voice messaging, it's going to be text. Then she's going to send a text and you're going to go voice message. Text, voice message, video, voice message, text, voice message, video. And you can simply move her where you want her to go. Because everything that you do and every move that you make is positioning sex I don't place I am sex. You guys should be sex. And if you are sex, do you have to have sex? Because you're fucking her already here. And you don't even realize, y'all, women are not, I tell y'all, I got to look at these messages. Women are not like us. I know y'all want women to be like us, and I know y'all want women to give the pussy up really fast. They will give the pussy up, but they're not going to give a pussy up to an average guy that doesn't know what he's doing. Let me get some of these messages in here. Let's see here. Hold on a second, Tyler. Tyler, if you got something, make sure you clear it out so I can, because I'm going to post it and let the guys see it. Let me see here. All right, Tyler, we got a voice. Wait, Tyler, is that a voice message? All right, Tyler, let me. All right, we'll play the voice message, Tyler, real quick. Guys, we'll play Tyler's voice message while I download the messages from him. So this is from my client that's learning game, and this is another Tyler moment with one of his girls. Here we go.
Hey, I was late by 1 minute. My students just left out of my classroom. So here I am sitting here. I'm wearing kind of a pretty dress today. I'll have somebody take a picture and I'll send it to you. Something that I got from a thrift store. But I can't stop thinking about Friday night and Saturday morning and how you made me feel and how I made my pussy yours. That's what you do to me. You're so respectful and so kind that I absolutely love doing it with you and for you. But I will always ask and never just think that it's going to be your penis will be mine all the time. I love your dick in me. I love how you make me feel. And I can hardly wait for when we can reconnect again, all right? I miss you, Tyler. I wish I could see you every single day. I think we would be a good couple. Being with Tessa and just... you have a good girl. So, all right. I just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking about you and talk to you soon, okay?
This is not just one day. You guys, we're talking several women at one time sending you these kinds of emails knowing they want you because Tyler, fucking 101, kissing 101, making out, five play, master the bedroom, dirty talk. He's following the instructions I'm giving him. And these are the results you get when you follow a motherfucker that pushes sex. When you learn game, this is what you get. So do you actually have to go after pussy? Fuck no. Because you know if them women fuck around with you, this is going to be the result. For all of you, this is the result. But let me show you this Tyler message right quick. Tyler, hold on a second. Let me grab this message that I just downloaded, and let's look at it. Where is it at? Here it is. All right, let's look at this message. All right, hold on a second. I've got to, let's see here. I've got to get, let's see here. That should do it. Oh, wait, that's a video. All right, so let me pop this up for y'all guys real quick. Let me try it again. I had to add that in. I'm showing y'all, but we're done. I'm still going to break game down to you, but I want y'all to see this. Guys, y'all actually think women don't talk this way, but this is what happens when you're a man about your shit. What is she saying right there? See, this is what y'all got to understand. You don't have to ask them anything because they're so into you. They're telling you when they get off. They're telling you when they're going to be home. Okay? He says, I'm going to be there by 4. Thank you, lover. I will make it worth your while. Half an hour or an hour, I can't wait to fuck you. And guys, y'all act like we ain't bad, but guys, why do you think we always say that we ain't trying to fuck? Why do you think that we ain't rushing sex? Because he's hitting her at her core. He's not manipulating her, because if you heard what she said, she knows there's other people. She wants a relationship, but she cannot have the relationship. She can't have the relationship. But even though she can't have the relationship, she's fine with the situation. And that's the beauty of game and how it works. And why it works so with like magic and precision. Magic and precision to all my guys listening to me. Because all we're doing is just drawing out the curiosity. Most guys, again, just send boring text messages that don't lead anywhere. It doesn't lead anywhere. I want the message to be something more and deeper than just an average message. Yeah, she can look at an average message that's baloney, or she can have her stake by listening to my voice message, playing my voice over and over and over again, watching my videos over and over and over again, and just falling in love with the fact that she's never even met anybody that is so smooth with what the fuck he's doing, that he can talk to her and show her video and show her things that not the average motherfucker can do. That's what we're trying to get you guys to see, drawing her into who you are, drawing her into why. When guys, even if you took a photo, again, I'm gonna find a new one. Hold on, I'm gonna find a new one. Let me show you. Hold on. Let me find a new one. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. Hold on. We'll find another one. All right, watch this. Watch me go off the cuff. I'm going to find one. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to download it. I'm going to go right off the cuff. Let's see here. Let me see something that I like, that I would love to have. I'm going to give you one. I got it. I'm going to upload it. Give me a second. I would use this, but I don't want to use this. I want to take this one off. I would use that one, but I'm going to get rid of that one. I'm going to get rid of that one. I'm going to use this right here. I'm going to use another one. let me find that shit. All right, so let me show y'all. God damn it. It's not a... God damn, I got... Wait, why can I say that one? Shit. Damn, it was a good one. No, fuck that. I'm going to find it. And let me take a photo of it. Let me see something here. What is this? Oh, it's a W. Oh, I can't upload that. Hold on a second. I'm going to upload that bitch. Hold on a second. Copy image. Hold on, guys. I gotta rig this up right to pop the image up. Hold on. Paste. Then I'm going to make it a JPEG, and then I'll upload it. Hold on a second. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all looking at that thing right there. I'm sorry, guys. Give me one second. Yeah, you can have something like you're looking at, but let me show you something. All right, let me save that. Here we go. Let me grab this and post this one up. Here we go, guys. All right, here we go. All right, here we go, guys. I apologize. Let me show y'all this. All right, here we go. Grab this shit. All right, gentlemen, let me show you this one. I was going to give you an example. I just want to give you a prime example, okay? Let's say that I took a photo near the painting that she saw. Even something like this. This is not dirty and filthy, but it's something I can utilize to draw out what I am to the woman, okay? And K-Dog, I got you in one second. I want you guys to look at this painting right here and look at what can be said even if she comes over or she's or we're doing it live or I make a voice message, why I like this painting so much is because when I see the painting, I see a woman that is closed off to herself. It looks like part of her wants to open it up, but she's saying, I just don't have the right man for me to let myself go. I am worried that he is going to judge me. And what I love about this painting, like I love with my women, is that I love to open them up. And if you look at the strokes and the paint work that he did, and again, I can sit there and easily break that down. This can be a, I say a Brit. This is a Brit. This is a Brit painting. And the reason I love Brit paintings is because the smoothness and the strokes of his paintbrush. If you look at the areas in which the paintbrush stroke, which that he stroked the paintbrush black. Look at the how he stroked it from underneath her arm, and it stroked and curved all the way down her side to the edge of her ass cheek. Look at the stroke that he made underneath it. All these spots that I see in these paintings are spots that's telling me that she has never been touched before in those spots. And that, do you all see how this works? You're not, dude. This is a, guys, this is what separates us. I'm telling you, this is what separates us. Oh, let me get this other guy's message. Let me see here. Tyler, will you stop sending me pictures of your goddamn women, please? Hold on, let me see here. What is this? Tyler, I gotta post this one. That's funny. Tyler, I gotta. Tyler, I gotta post this shit. Oh shit. Oh no, let me see here. She said about to all just have that sexy ass ready for me. You think I'm sexy? Now, Brett, here's the problem. Here's the problem. There's one problem, Brett. You're saying when she asks you, do you think I'm sexy? Don't put a heart. Don't. When a woman asks you a question like that, Brett, her nose is open. Think about the pores in her body that open when the heat or the water hits it. Her pores in her body opens up. When a woman reaches out to you, she's open and she's willing to be led by the story that you lead her by. Don't just put a heart there. I'm sorry. I saw that, Britt, but let me get to this guy's message real quick and I'll show Tyler. I got Tyler. That was funny, man. I got to show y'all Tyler's thing, though. That shit made me laugh, Tyler. Oh, let me download it. Hold on, I'm going to download yours. Britt, I got you, girl. I'm going to download yours, too. But I'm just saying, Britt, you can't. Tyler, I cannot play a chick showing you titties and cleavage, man. Hold on, Tyler. God damn it, Tyler. Stop. Hold on, Tyler. Hold on. Let me. Hold on, let me see. I got Khalid. Hold on, I'm trying to grab. Oh, Tyler, I got that one. I'm going to show that one. I like that shit, made me laugh. I'm going to show y'all the Tyler shit. And this one. All right, so I got three of them. I'm about to upload those three right now. Britt, let me show you. I'm going to grab yours too, baby. I'm going to grab yours too, Brittany. Let me show you something. Okay, let me show you something. I'm going to download yours. I'm going to show yours what I'm talking about because I want you to expand what you're saying to your girls, okay? Because this is where the rubber meets the road. Because when they're pissed off at you, this is what's going to make them come back. Okay, so I'm gonna add all of your messages up. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna add all your messages up right now. Let me grab them all. That's Kay. That's Tyler. All right, that's Tyler. All right, I got two Tylers, so I'm going to grab another Tyler. Now I'm gonna grab yours too, Brittany. I got you, girl. I'm gonna post yours too. I know you had asking. I appreciate the that you're asking. Let's see here. All right, let me grab your two right here as well. Okay, so I got everybody's stuff up, guys. Guys, if y'all have any questions, just put a queue. We're chopping it up. It's the Dean, it's the Man Mindset, guys. We're chopping it up, doing what we do as motherfucking men, doing it the right way. So I need to get something for my throat real quick, but let's do this real quick. Only takes a few seconds, and then that's all I need. What do I need? 30 seconds. Here we go. All right, all right, all right, all right, we're back. All right, we're going to read some of these messages, all right? I got y'all. All right, let's read some of these messages. We're going to post them up. Let's read some of these text messages that y'all have. Excuse me. Let's break it down. All right, Britt, we'll start with Britt and work our way up. So, Britt, like I was saying before, when you're talking to somebody, it's very important when they ask you, do you think I'm sexy? This is a moment not to just send a message or a heart. It is a moment that you can take the why you think she's sexy. You could have said something to her like, I don't think you're sexy. I just like how you're sexy around me. I like how you bite your lips when I touch you. I like how you quiver and shake a little bit when my hand slides from the back of your back all the way to your soft ass, or when I rub your thighs. That's what's sexy to me. You see what I'm saying, Britt? So I would have used something like that. Now, this one right here, what do you want me to do to you? Whatever you want to do to me, you can do, but I want you to treat me like a slut whore and get nasty, okay? All right? But, Britt, you're killing it because I like what you're saying here, but what do we want her to do to be that nasty whore? Set up the scene of the things you want to do, the candles, the handcuffs, the blindfolds, the whips, all those things, however you do it. Do it like that. But let me grab the two Tyler's I'm going up. Tyler's one, which made me laugh. That shit made me laugh, Tyler. I got to look at it myself because I don't have my fucking glasses. So I got to look at it through here. Let me pull it up. All right, here we go. So she's saying, I think it's a smile, but you might like the blonde hair, blah, blah, blah. She talked about the hot chocolate whipped cream or both. Tyler showed her the both. That was a funny thing. But here's another one. Here's another one right here. Let me get to it. I'm trying to pull that shit up. This is what she's saying is, I have you curious, intrigued, and interested. That's good, right? Okay. You haven't been hard on for me for quite, quite the contrary. You have me wondering who is this man that came out of nowhere, because you know in the year, see this pandemic, you see? See, these are things I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Look at Tyler's talking that shit. I'm different than any other man you've ever met and had talked to. That's what I am. I created my own universe and have complete control over my universe. It's full of positivity, growth, and a great energy. I live in the moment. I enjoy the hell out of my every single day I wake up. I'm very selective of who I let inside my universe because I won't allow anything or anyone to ruin what I've had. See, that's game right there. All right, let me go to K-Dog, Khalid. Let me see what he's saying. He's the one asking for help. So let's look at what he's saying. Y'all got this. All right, here we go. I can read this because I can't get it right. So he's saying FR. Is that for real? Okay, FR, for real. I got something to tell you. Let me know if you want to know what it is. Go on then. Sounds like a lot of uninterest right here when she says go on then. She should be excited to hear this. I want to move towards a relationship to make you feel... What the fuck are you... Wait a second. Hold the fuck up. Let me stop this shit. What the fuck are you doing, Kay? But what the fuck am I reading? Why? Why are you asking for a relationship? What the... Man, let me read this cake-ass shit. I want to move towards a relationship to make you feel safe, to make you feel good, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Man, it's some feminine shit. And I want you to get a chance to see what type of man I am, but if I can't see you, then we can't move towards that. Really, I do like you, but I have to really focus on my exams. But after my exams, maybe we can get back to this. All right, sounds good. In the meantime, take care. What is this bitch shit I'm reading, Kay? What is this cupcake shit? Kay? What am I reading? I just went. Let me tell you how that shit sounds. I'm going to tell you how it sounds. I just read what he wrote, guys. Y'all want to call it? Lines are open. Just read what he wrote. But how was it perceived?
For real though, I ain't got something to tell you, and you wanna know what it is? Do you wanna know what it is? I know what it is. I'll be acting free. I can tell you what it is.
Are you kidding me, man? What? Why are you saying, man? I don't even wanna read that other shit, man. You can't talk to women this way, dog. Kay, how you going to talk to a woman that way? You know the woman isn't interested in you by what the first thing she said is, go on then. She ain't into you, man. What is all this simpy ass shit?
Well, I want to move towards a relationship with you because I want you to feel safe. I want to make you feel good physically and mentally and emotionally. And I want to get the chance to see what kind of man I am. But if you can't, I understand and move towards it. I just, what the fuck are you saying?
Dog, I'm not doing you dirty. I'm doing you right. Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to lie? Oh, that shit was fire, dog. Man. Oh, my God. She's going to be slipping around the room. Her, she's so wet. She doesn't even have to walk anymore. She'll just slide on by. Do you want the truth? Do you want the truth or do you want to lie? And if you can't understand, I'll tell you in dolphin. See, I just told your ass in dolphin. Even the dolphin said that was weak as fuck. The fuck on, man. Can't tell no woman this kind of shit. And has she cooked your meal for you? Has she washed your clothes? Has she folded your bed, done your laundry, picked up trash? Has she said, hey, Kay, give me your keys so I can wash your car and get it detailed? Has she did that? Has she? And no, she ain't do that. You want to move towards a relationship to make her feel safe. She don't want you, motherfucker. Dog. Really? I do like you, but I have to focus on my exams? Do you actually think she's focusing on her design? Hey, look, you know what? As soon as she got off the fucking phone with you, shit, as soon as she got off the fucking phone with you, she called that stiff dick. What are you doing? Well, I'm almost done with my exams. Can you come over and fuck me? But see, you don't know that because you sitting over there fucking singing Lionel Richie, hello, is it me you're looking for? Because I wonder where you are. And I wonder, I can't sing, so fuck y'all. And I wonder if you're feeling lonely or someone loving you. Tell me how to win your heart. You over there singing and shit, and that woman ain't thinking about your motherfucking ass, dog. The fuck is that about? The fuck is that about? Dog, you can't talk to women that way. Guys, like I told you before, the impact that you must have on a woman, perspective, okay? You have to, no matter what it is, you have to believe in yourself. As a man, how you text her, okay? Now, remember, we are different from everybody else on YouTube. We tell you land, sea, air, and space. Land is texting, see voice, video, space going live. We're the only ones that talk about this. Nobody talks about this shit. Those are your options in which you should be able to communicate what you are, but not just communicating that. You're communicating why your sexual personal self. Why should she fuck you? Why should she be with you? Why should she suck your dick and lick your motherfucking balls? But y'all guys don't believe in yourselves. Y'all don't believe in yourselves. You cannot take, see, the problem is when you, there's no fucking wasted time. She knows you want to fuck. I know you're trying to fuck them. The unicorns, elves, and smurfs all know that you're trying to fuck. We all know you're trying to fuck. But do you have to sit around there? Tyler, man, come on, stop, dog. Stop, Tyler. Fuck, man.
I don't think I did that right. Right now I'm folding laundry. And answering student emails, so that's pretty sexy. But when you get here, I can't wait for you to plunge inside me and grab me, hold me by the waist while you take me from in front or behind, whatever you please. And I can't wait to see you. You don't need any food? Okay. Sorry. Hopefully it won't be too long.
Y'all don't believe women talk to y'all like y'all don't believe women talk to guys this way, man. This is crazy to me how you don't position yourself to be these men. It just amazes me. No, E, dog. No, E, hold on. No. Let me tell you something. You want to know why he's not doing them wrong? I will show you why he's not doing them wrong. Because I think a lot of y'all are misconstruing that we're being mean. We're trying to manipulate these. I'm going to show you why he's not doing wrong. Let me find that shit. He's not doing wrong because, hold on, let me find that motherfucker. Hold on, let me show you this shit. Here's one. This is why. Is this one? Yeah. That's not the one. Is that the one? Hold on, is that the one? Where the fuck is that shit at? I'm going to show you why he ain't doing it wrong. Uh, Oh, that's it. That's her wanting to please another woman. Hold on, let me find that shit. I'm going to show you because, see, what a lot of y'all guys don't get in all of this is that all everything that you're seeing and hearing and stuff from us is that we're not lying to these women. Like, I show you this right here. See that right there at the bottom corner? I just want to show you something. You're definitely on my mind this morning when I wake up. The last thing I thought, the person I spoke to last night, pull me more and more with you every voice message, every text message you send. I'm glad that your attention is, see, this is the shit I'm talking about. The thing is that's shocking is that we're keeping it a buck with these women, and these women know that they can't have us. And the fact that they know they can't have us, they're fine with it. Hold on, let me see if I can find that shit. Hold on, let me see if I can find that shit. That's not the one. Hold on, let me see if I can find that one. No, that's not it. Hold on, I got to find it. I mean, I'm telling y'all, man, I'm not making this up. These women actually are fine with you having somebody because they know the benefits of being with you are greater. There is a greater benefit with being with you versus not being with you that they have finally come to accept, and they're not, and they ain't tripping on that shit. No, that's not the one. Where the fuck is that shit up? I gotta find that bitch because I want to show you, man. No, that's not it. Hold on, because I think a lot of y'all guys got this is all wrong, man. This is how game works, and when women know what the fuck you are. No, that's just her talking dirty. That's not one. But I'm saying, but guys, I'll have to pull that up. But what I'm saying to all you guys out here, that the thing that women love, the lines are down. So if y'all got questions, just ask. The lines are down. But the thing about women that's so great in this, okay, is that we are not trying to fuck. I mean, they want to fuck us. This is how... See, I keep telling you, this is a level of game that no one's actually out there showing you. See, most guys are trying to show you how to just get some pussy. Man, we ain't doing that shit. That's beneath us, dog. We want the woman to want us so bad that she's willing to either wait in line or be a part of what we do just to have our time, man. That's what I'm saying to y'all guys, okay? That's the game, but... How does one get that? And this is what I tell y'all guys, this is what y'all have to think about. And I'm serious. I'm not joking with y'all. Listen to me. Listen to me. The thing about what turns a woman on when she reads your text messages or you do voice or video is that she's going to learn things about you, but also learn things about herself. What happens when Tyler or students like a Tyler that I have or Mike or stuff other students I have, what happens when they can actually take the insecurity away from a woman? They can actually take her insecurities away and make them feel on cloud nine. Do you actually think they're going to let that motherfucker go? Do you think it is? You think that they're just going to let him go? See, the level of game that I'm trying to show all you guys that's listening is you have one mind, one thought, one way, your way. Because everybody else is wrong. But this has got to be tied into a man that accepts who he is on the inside, despite how tall you are, how much money you have, and any marks or blemishes you have on your skin. Doesn't matter if you're in a wheelchair or you lost a leg. It doesn't matter. It's your self-fucking-worth that you have to yourself. Hold on, let me answer some of these questions. I got you. Hold on 1 second. How much lighting should each room have? Well, that depends on how you want to set the mood. That's part of the sound check, my friend. What's good, Steve? I noticed that when I'm in group discussions, there are times when no one listens to me when I talk. Why is that? How can I fix that? Get the fuck out of the group. Why do y'all humans do human shit? Why? Why are you hanging out with fucking losers, dude? Jesus. Why do you want to... If you're with pipe hitters, the group discussion should be, even though I brought you motherfuckers here, y'all got to find y'all way home, because I'm about to take this motherfucker to the hotel. That's the group discussion. The group discussion should be, you know what? Y'all go ahead and do your thing. I'm going to holler at y'all later. I'm going to holler at those women over there. That should be the group discussion. Why are you guys hanging out and talking about a bunch of stupid shit? Listen. Listen to me, guys. Listen to me. I say this with love. Listen. Everybody in the little group discussion is allowed to feel what the fuck they feel. I'm not here to debate a bunch of fucking dudes when there's fucking women, elk, zebra, and all those other animals moving around the Serengeti. Why the fuck am I going to sit around and talk to a bunch of dudes over what they feel about something that I don't give a fuck about? Dude, stop that shit. Your group discussions will be, okay, this is what we're going to do. Because we all get pussy, what we're going to do is we're going to play the rejection game. And whoever gets turned down 10 times, we're going to treat you to IHOP. You get high up on us. All right, that's a bet. All right, break. Hey, guess what? Yo, group discussion. Yo, guess what? Remember I told y'all about if you got your boys, if you really want to have a group discussion, why don't you get with your fucking boys and put some money together and get a side pad that has two bedrooms in it. You furnish that motherfucker and let that be your fuck pad. That's what you should have a group discussion about. What else should you be talking about?
Well, you know, did you see what the president did today? Oh, my God. Did you believe that Russia did this? And, oh, my God, could you hear about Johnny Depp said that? Are you fucking serious? If you want to have group discussions, if y'all ain't talking about setting up a pad, a fuck pad, you get with your married guy friends, guys that's living with somebody, all your boys, you get their ass together. Guys, we just chip in $200 each or $150 each. We'll find a pad, two bedroom. We'll furnish that motherfucker. Everybody gets a key. We'll furnish that shit. Wait, Hey, Tyler, send that to my send that rejection message to my Facebook so I can grab it. Oh wait, is this a rejection message? Wait, is this the one about pulling back the curtain, Tyler? Tyler, just put, wait, hold on, wait, Tyler, let me over here, hold on a second. Hold on, guys, I'm going to get back to this fucking friendship, hang out with the group. Tyler, is this about pulling back the curtain?
Yeah, the most recent one is the most.
You ain't on your phone, so hey, just let me know, Tyler. Is this about pulling back the curtain, Tyler? Let me know. I muted you again because you ain't talking. Tyler. Is this the
curtain? You get scared. Got a couple of girls enjoys being adventurous, finding who I am and hearing me.
Is that it, Todd? Is that the curtain one? All right, wait. I'm trying to see. Tyler, man, you gotta let me know, Tyler. What is that, Tyler? Let me know. I don't know which one you're sending me. I'll wait for you to answer, but. That's pulling back the curtains. I don't know if you send me the... But I'm going to finish what I'm saying here. I'm going to finish what I'm saying here. Oh, I got this. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Hold up. Whoa. Let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all. Tyler, I got it. I got it, Tyler. Yo, whoa. Tyler, guys, let me show y'all something. Before I even show everybody, I'm going to make a special fucking sidebar piece to this beautiful Mona Lisa that you have right here. Guys, I'm going to tell you, guys, oh, I got a special one from Tyler. Oh, this is a good one. Oh, this is a juicy one. And this is one that y'all not even expecting. This is why it's so goddamn juicy. Oh, Tyler. Oh, my God. This is what it's all about at the end of the, this is, hey, guys, this is why we are what we are, what you're about to see. This is why we are so fucking arrogant. We're so fucking cocky. We're so fucking about ourselves. This is why we fuck them. Oh, this is beautiful. Tyler, this is a Mona Lisa. Hey, Tyler, this is your best work. And they ain't even going to understand why I'm saying this shit. Tyler, well, hold on, let me set this shit up. Gentlemen, y'all about to see Tyler's best work. This is Tyler's best work. This is beauty. This is beautiful. This is so beautiful. Oh, I gotta make sure I open it up right, Tyler. Oh, this is beautiful. Tyler, this is a Mona Lisa. This is beautiful. Oh, my Jesus, Lord God. Jesus, my. Is beautiful. Hold on, Tyler. Oh, I got to show these guys this shit because they need to understand why this is beautiful. Hold on, I'm about to post this shit. Hold on 2 seconds, guys. I'm about to post it right now. I'm about to download it. And Tyler, this is beautiful. Tyler, this is your Mona Lisa. This is when you know you have reached the pinnacle. This is when you know you have reached the pinnacle. Oh, my God, this is beautiful. All right, guys, I'm about to upload this shit. This is beautiful. God damn it. This is, oh, my God, it chokes me up a little bit. It's so beautiful. This is fucking Jesus, Tyler. This is beautiful. Wait, let me grab it. Here we go. I think that's it right here. Guys, we're going to go over this. This is beauty. But dog, stop hanging out with them fucking losers, dude. We're getting some of this stuff. Hold on a second. Guys, this is beautiful. This is, before I play it, before I show you this, not even play it. Gentlemen, you have to know why this is beautiful. It's beautiful because y'all don't understand addiction and habit. And when one reaches that pinnacle of being addicted to somebody, they're going to try to break free. And this is beautiful. We're going to read this together. Together. Let's look at this together. She starts off by saying, "Ew. I love to see you this second, but you can't be a whore, and you didn't do anything for my birthday. That really stung. Stop right there." Tyler didn't say nothing. Trip going to triple text. The third text behind that, back to back, crickets. Here you go. "I thought you want to talk." Now, wait a second. Let's stop right there. Stop right there. Now, remember, she's mad at him. She's mad at him. But Tyler ain't saying shit to this motherfucker. Guys, this is what game is. This is the beautiful thing about it. When they hooked on the dick, they can't get off of it. Let's keep going. "What did I do wrong?" Guys, y'all don't understand. No. Tyler didn't say shit. And Tyler is still winning. Because this is when you, see guys, when you know you can get them like this, that you're reading right now, you ain't got to do nothing, dog. You ain't got to do nothing. Let's keep going. You are making it about me hanging up, upset. I'm not the one, right? See that? It's coming for the next conquest. It's so insulting. But wait, if it's so insulting, why is she keep texting? In case you wondered, I still feel horrible. God, this is... Gentlemen, when I tell you the drug lab, the culinary school, when I'm telling you that you should not fuck with someone like me because you'll never be the same again. Never. Gentlemen, why is this beautiful? Because, see, what is going to happen to all you young Padawans, all my dogs, let me tell you. The first level they're going to do is they're going to first start off with, well, I'm a one-woman guy, or one-guy woman, excuse me, and I don't like being in relationships. Two, I accept the relationship. I accept you being with other women, even though I don't like you being with other women, but I'm not going to try to think of you with other women. That's fine. To what you're seeing right here, Custer's last stance. I don't want this relationship like this. You can't do that. I mean, look, dude, look at this. This is beautiful. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all, guys, you should have this right here. Where you're not, listen. You're not saying nothing, but you're saying everything. You're doing a million cuts without saying anything. Because these women are so used to you motherfuckers begging and bartering, kissing their asses and doing what they want to do. Women are not used to being with a man, and that's what I'm telling you. See, she thought that, see, when she said that really stung because he didn't do nothing, because you know what? He punished her. Because if you read what she did, you don't hang up the phone. Listen, when you hang up the phone on me, you're disrespecting me. And when you're disrespecting me, I take the dick off the table. And this is a case in point of taking the dick off the table. When you take the dick off the table, you don't get any birthday wishes from me. Fuck you. I don't mean to be like that. I'm being real with you. To a point where she's asking. She wants him to reply because she feels that she can run and control that man. No, you don't get me anymore. The circus has packed up and moved on. The dick is no longer. You do not get any more of my time. Any more of my dick. To a point where she said, I thought you want to talk. To a point where she's going out of her fucking mind. What did I do wrong? Question mark. Explanation. She's going out of her fucking mind. Look at the back to back to back to back to back messages, gentlemen. This is what game is about. And this is why we're so motherfucking dangerous to women. Because we know what the fuck we're doing. And we don't need them. You listen, it's like this. And I've said to several women, and this is what Tyler's saying. I can go out my door and find a million motherfuckers like you. Like that. But you'll never find a motherfucker like me. And if you think you can, go find one. So you know what she's going to do? She's going to put together 10 guys to try to beat Tyler, and it's not going to work. But see, gentlemen, that's what we're saying to you guys, all right? That's what we're saying to you guys out there. This is the importance of what it is. allowing yourself to be defined by yourself and not be defined by the opinion of a woman that follows goddamn Kim Kardashian or these stupid-ass shows on TV. Unshakable confidence. Steadfast in everything that you do. Influencing not only yourself, but influencing those that are lucky enough to be in your presence. Y'all hear what I said? I said lucky. You got, hey, now, I didn't skip that word. I said lucky enough. And I know women don't want to hear y'all saying that shit, but it's lucky to be with me. You're lucky to hear from me because you don't have to. Hey, go. You don't like it? Go. Hey, go talk to them motherfuckers that's boring as fuck. They don't have anything interesting to say. Go find them. That's what I'm saying. Oh, a voice message. Oh, Tyler. Oh, let's hear it. Tyler, you got the voice. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I got to play it. I got to press play. Hold on, Tyler. Here we go.
Hey, Tyler Steaks. I was just calling to see how you are. Just because we're not together doesn't mean I don't care about you. So give me a call when you can. Okay. Much love. Bye.
Guys. Let me tell you how it goes down. Ladies, if any of you ladies listening, I'm going to give you one secret. I'm going to give all you ladies listening, you're quietly listening now and quietly going to listen later. I'm going to give y'all one secret where y'all fuck up. It's a double-edged sword. But you just got to choose the side, okay? It is a double-edged sword, but you got to choose the side. You can either go cold turkey and come right the fuck back. And I'll explain the cold turkey. Or you can slowly try to back the fuck up, but sink in deeper. It's up to you. There's no middle ground. Gentlemen, the drug of us, the addiction of us, they think that they could just walk away. They think they could just cut us off. I don't need you anymore. Look at this. And she also sent a voice message talking about shit. You want to know why they do that, guys? Because just like an addicted motherfucker to crack, cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, you name it, start to get that little itch. You start to get the jitters. Start to get the shakes and start scratching. I need another hit. Ladies, I am telling you, this is why we tell you from the get-go, if you fuck with us, if you fuck with us, you're going to get caught in. And you can try to escape as much as you want to. You can try to do whatever it is you want to do, but if you get into this, it's over. Which one is this, Tyler? Oh man, let me see. Hold on, let me open it up. You're so gorgeous. I accidentally deleted all your messages, so I'm sad right now because you can't listen to them motherfuckers. I retrieved your text messages, but I don't have any of them today, but that's okay. Wondering why my next text message is green. Where do we go? Weird. Guys, this Guys, I say to you guys out here, from the woman, this is the woman that got mad and deleted all the shit. Now she's crawling back. We are the cause. We are the cure. We're the ones that get, and here's the best part about it. Run as fast as you fucking can. But we always got you on the comeback, and that's how the game works. I'm not going to rush. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to barter. I'm not going to try to prove myself to you. I'm going to let you go. This is the crazy thing. We can't let him go. Lucario told you about that shit. We can't let them go because they don't want to leave. They think they want to go, but God damn it, man. Ooh-wee. Oh, my God. When they start getting addicted, they got to come back because they get night sweats. Not only what y'all did when y'all were together, but what are you doing to the next woman? Are you thinking about me? Who are you choosing beyond me? Who are you choosing to replace me? Who is she? What did I do wrong? Why did I fuck up? Why did I think that he was like somebody else? This is game, gentlemen. Game. This is a thing that changes the game up on how to text a woman. Because if you're following what I'm showing you, placing one single stone on the ground, gentlemen, will never, ever build you a fortress. But as you begin to trust yourself and begin to communicate with yourself, you will be able to add more stones and then be able to shape the stones. And you can build those stones as fucking high as you want. There is no ceiling in the game. It's infinite. It's infinite. And you have got to be able to place a solid foundation and be consistently consistent on who you are and not what she wants you to be. Y'all are too busy trying to be what they want you to be. Y'all see what I'm saying? But hold on a second. We gotta take a moment. I'm sorry, guys. Y'all know I got you. I did make a promise. I don't like not being honorable in what I'm saying because y'all did hit the number. So I gotta stop for a second, for 1 minute. Just 1 minute, my dogs. 1 minute. Because we're going to finish this last 30, but I'm going to take 1 minute because I want to say thank you. Because I do appreciate you, motherfuckers. I want to say thank you for the 150 likes. I do want to say thank you. So as we do, when I say thank you, we always do a shout out. So allow me to grab a little track. I'm going to go ahead and freestyle on that bitch, and when I tell you to, just let me know your area codes, okay? Hold on 1 second. Let me find a track for us. Let's see here. Let's find a beat. Let's just go this way. Get ready to give me our air codes in a second. Let's hit this, Jose. Just going out my old shit. I hold you in the days for days as a paraphrase. The game to your mind, have your body, sex, grace. To my voice, like a swimming pool that Susan put your body in the mood. Toxicating lovely ladies at the club while I groove. Higher, higher hands to the sky. Wiggle that ass, rub those smooth thighs, hypnotize by this game in my eyes. Try this mind candy and have you paralyzed. Every time I see you, I got a groove, I got a groove, I got to do nasty things to put you in the mood. I want to get you to rub that pussy, baby, are you down? Get that mind wet, so turn around. Be the fucking man, be the fantasy, do all the nasty things, but only for me. Unlock that dirty side, show me what's in store, Chain yourself to the bed, become my nasty whore. Chat room, are you with me? Chat room, are you with me? Yo, girl, can I say something to the girls real quick? To the ladies out there? Ladies, let me say something to you. I ain't trying to be mean to you today, but let me say something to you. Hey, sexy. Oh, wait, shit. I'm sorry. Shit, I wanted to say something to the ladies. Hold on. I want to say something to the ladies. Hold on. I want to say something to the ladies. Hold on. To the ladies. Ladies, let me finish this up. Then we're going to get the shout-outs. To the ladies out there. All the ladies. Hey. Hey, sexy baby. Bring that ass over here. Let me show you something to blow your mind. I'm a nasty-ass man. Let me be your fantasy. Before I do that, chat room, get with me. Romper, bumper, stomper, boom. It's time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Tell me where you're watching. Is it hot? Is it cold? Shout your ass where you're at. Shoot your area code. Let's take a minute and give a shout out to my area codes up in this motherfucker. We got to start at the top. We got the 305 in this motherfucker. DJ Prince, we got the 347 up in here. E-Dog is in here in the 347. We got G-Dog in the 802. What's up, Global? S-Dog in the 323. Paul H is riding the 706. We got your boy over here, Jay, in the 163. We got Kenya in the house. D over here in the 239. South Africa up in this motherfucker. We got J-Dog in the 406 in this motherfucker. We got motherfucking A-Dog in the 313 representing Detroit. B is representing 323. B over here. Benz, what's up in the 609? Shout out to Rob K in the 417. Jeremy's holding it down in the 770. G-Dog in the 702. Shout out to Eddie in the 562. Motherfucking A-Dog in the 630. Aronin, shout out in England. LL Governor. Hey, FOA, we got you, University in Milwaukee. What's good with you? We got A-Dog in the 414. Lord, how you doing in the 602? Carlos is holding down the 809. Reuben is in the 706. K-Dog is in the 46 doing that cake-ass shit to those women and shit, but it's okay. 929 is over there. Britt, we got you. B-Dog 900 is in London. Britt is holding down in New York City. My boy Gene over there in the 312. Lord in the 602. Oh, shit. Let me tell you, girl. Let me break it down, girl. Let me break it down, because I feel it. Oh, wait. I got to get the beat. I got the beat. All right. All right, hold on. I got to get it. It's all about you and my fantasy. It's all about our bodies in a symphony. Making sweet tunes of love and acknowledgement. Stripping with every note, candlelight environment. It's all about our minds melting as one. It's all about the fucking that we're gonna do under the sun. It's all about the fruit, the music, and the grease. It's all about that ass, girl, a heavenly masterpiece. But most of all, I want you to fly high like a dove. It's all about this dick and all of the above. Real quick, all right, we got motherfucking 303 in the house. Jordan got you at the 405. All right, let's get back to the show. All right, let's get back to the show. Just wanted to give y'all some love real quick. Let's get back to the show, all right? Now let's get back to the show. Anyway, like I was saying to y'all guys out there, the Dean is the Man Mindset. Shout out to the guys that gave love, and appreciate all you guys out there. But as I was saying to y'all guys, as far as this text thing go, it's very, very important that the way you express yourself is always trying to lead her. Okay? We want you to lead her. But the question is that you've got to ask yourself is, where am I leading her at? Where do I want to take her? But gentlemen, this is going to throw you off. I don't want you to take her to the bedroom. I want you to influence her to want to go in the bedroom herself without you having to ask. But what is important is that she needs to see things for you. Because she needs to get to know you and see, she's going to try everything she can to try to understand you on the level that she's on. And she is not going to be able to understand you. She's not going to be able to understand why you think the way you think, move the way you move, and say the things that you say, because we don't play by the rules that the world and society has placed under us. Our job is to let these women know that at the end of the day, it's always about me. And if you don't like that, it's not my problem. But you have got to be able to stand on your square, gentlemen. Standing on your square and saying to yourself that I'm willing to lose you before I lose myself. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And as you are playing this game of learning who you are, you've got to look for the openings and all the advantages, okay? Seize the opportunity when a woman is open that most men cannot see. And what are those opportunities that you seize? You seize the moments when they're sad, when they're not feeling good, when they have something on their mind or they're stressing. These are the opportunities that we seize because we're showing her that I'm still not trying to fuck. But you know what? I'm an understanding guy and I can read between the lines. Women want the man that can read between the lines and the man that can give her understanding. Because remember, if you've been following what I'm saying to all you guys listening, we only got like 15 minutes, so if you got any questions, go ahead and ask. But what I'm saying that's important here is that you are the only one of your kind, are the only one of your kind. And what is so important about the game is that once the woman gets understanding of you and builds a brand new perception of you, because what happens is most of you guys, you lay on her perception of the world. You want to lay on what she deems the world is. You know, a guy's got to wait 25 years and shit to get a hug. A guy's got to be a gentleman and take me out to dinner. He's got to feed me and all that other shit. Y'all fall on her plan. But the reason why you can't fall on yours is because you don't actually have a plan. Every move and every text message and every voice message and every video message should lead that woman to the next group of layers. She should peel back a layer of you or open a door of you and see a million more doors. Because the depth that you have as a man is so powerful and so intriguing and so different that she wants to keep going and going and going. Because every door opens up other doors. Every layer opens up other layers. But you can't have that when you don't believe in yourself. When you can't or don't believe that you're good enough, it's not going to come to you. And we want the game to come to you the right way. The only way it's going to come to you the right way is keeping it a buck. We want you to win. But the only way you're going to win is by doing it, okay? It's doing it, okay? It's making sure that if you do it, you're going to do it right. But you're doing it for yourself. So many of us think, and listen, gentlemen, let me say something to y'all. This is important. Texting her to move towards sex is not about moving her towards sex. It's moving her towards you. And the bridge that gaps that, or the bridge that she must cross over, are the words that you say that hit her and make her feel sexy. Would you say that to make a woman addicted, you have to implement her, you have to impact her daily life somehow so when you stop? No, man. You're okay, see, this is why it won't work for you. The reason why it won't work for you is because you're playing games with her. You're trying to manipulate her. See, listen to what you're saying right here. You're saying that you want to do some shit to her so she can't live without you, and that's not what we do here. You're in the wrong place. You're not even addicted to your own motherfucking self, dweller. How do you think you'll get a woman addicted to you and you're not even addicted to your own self? You care about the outside world. You care about what people think about you. You care about all this shit, and yet you don't even care for yourself. You cannot impact or get anybody addicted because you ain't even addicted to yourself. You got to impact your life daily to impact hers. It's not the other way around. But see, you're doing it for the wrong reasons, and that's why you ain't going to win. Why are you fucking with her like that? Instead of just being a man and fuck. This is crazy, man. Why would you want to play games with her? Everything I'm showing you, we've been a buck with this woman. Kept it 1,000. That's what drew her in. That we kept it 1,000 with her. We didn't sway and do all that other shit. We kept it a buck. I just don't understand why would you wanna do that to a woman? Why would you wanna play with her fucking feelings and then rip it away from her and then make her feel something about you? We don't teach that shit. But Steve, aren't you doing the same thing? No. We're being 100% honest with her. That's where she's connected with us, because motherfuckers like you are not honest with her. I mean, you ask, dude, are you I can't believe you actually want a lot. Why? Tell me why, Kay. Why do you want to fuck with women like that so bad? Can you tell me why? Can you explain to me why, please? Can you tell me why you would want to do that to a woman? What has she done to you to make you want to fuck her over that way? Because we don't fuck them over that way. I hope you understand that. I hope you understand that. All right, let me see something. Hold on, let me answer this question real quick. Shit, I'm with that shit. Fuck. All right, so let me look at some of this shit. Let me see what he's saying. Hold on a second. All right, so I become a student of the game. What's your website? I don't have the money for it. Coach, what can I learn? Just stay in here and learn then. Best you can do is just stay in here and learn. Learn as much, long as you can. But you got to invest. It's all about investing. Let me see what you got, Tyler. I can't believe this shit. She called you a slut and she came back crawling. Let's see what the fuck you got here, bro. Let's see what you blow, what you got here, bruv. See what you got here, governor. This is weird. And I'm going to show everybody this. This is pretty weird. This is, I got to show you this, Todd, I got to show him this because y'all don't see it. But, oh, wait, let me ask this question. Jacob, before I ban you, I'll answer your question. Before I kick you out and ban you, hopefully you'll block me first, but I'll be happy to explain this to you. I don't, okay. Do you understand where you're at right now? Do you understand who the fuck you talking to right now, bitch? Do you actually think I give a fuck what I gain and what I lose? I only want the ones that want to win, bitch. So I'm going to do you a favor. This is not for you, Jacob, and I wish you well in your endeavors, but you got to get the fuck out of here. Goodbye. You got to go. I can't, guys, we're not laughing at motherfuckers, man. We're waking their ass up. And if you ain't, if you don't want to wake up, go. This ain't for you. What does a subscriber got to do? I'm not about subscribers. Have you noticed that? I'm not trying to push subscribers. If you choose to subscribe, I appreciate it. If you don't, you don't have to. But man, you got me fucked up. Jesus Christ. The fuck? Crazy. Fucking crazy. But like I say, I am kind enough, gentlemen, to let somebody go that doesn't need to be here. I don't want anybody here that doesn't want to be here. Don't be here. This is not for every. I'm not trying to be a dick on this, but this is not for everybody. I tell you guys all the time. This is not for everybody. What we are about is for a single particular kind of man that wants to win in this game. No. We just do that shit. We just do that shit right there. Oh, man. Shit. Fuck. All right, can't do that shit. Anyway, guys, let me show y'all something. Before we wrap this up, I'm going to show you why we win. Todd, I'm going to have to show him this message from you. I'm going to show this message. I'm going to show y'all why we win. And I'm not even fucking joking about this. I'm going to show you guys actually why we are hard on you, because if you don't want to win like this, then you're absolutely in the wrong place. If you don't want to win like this with women, then you are absolutely equivocally in the wrong place. But I am not, what do I keep telling you? I'm not here to explain myself to somebody. I'm not here to explain myself. I'm here to help the guy that wants help. If you want help, I got your fucking back. That's what we do here. Y'all know we do this. Let me grab this shit that Tyler sent me so y'all can see this shit. Y'all can't make it. I can't even make this shit up. I want y'all to see this shit. I want y'all to see it. Because I want y'all to see what it's like when you are a man and you got these women in fucking in lust with your ass and they just can't get enough of you. Pop this shit up. I'm about to show you Tyler. I'm about to show him Tyler. See, most women with you guys, they get mad at you and they just go away. They don't even talk to you at all. They don't discuss anything with you at all. They done with you. Before we wrap this up, let me show y'all some shit. Is y'all actually think that this ain't the life? This is the life. Let me download that shit. I'll upload it and show y'all, man. I'm going to show y'all this shit before we wrap this motherfucker up. I want y'all to see this shit. Because I want y'all to see, if you don't want this, it's not for you. I'm sorry. It's not for you. But for somebody that ain't got no game and he want to know why we do what we do, we're not being mean. We're just showing you that the world don't give a fuck. And you need to step your shit up. And the problem is, if I was worried about subscribers, don't you think I'd be red-pilled? Don't you think I'd sit around and be all about that hypergamy bullshit? Because that goofy motherfucker even came out with a book called Game and shit. Fuck is that about? Fuck is that about? Let me show y'all something. The beautiful thing about Game. Let's go look over it. Let's go over it. Here we go. Here we go, guys. Here we go, yo. Here we go. Maybe I'm reading them in the wrong order, Tyler, but I will read the first one first to these. Here we go, guys. Let's read it together. I have it. Hey, call him a man a slut. Go bang your trailer trash and put a cap on it. This is her getting mad. This is an old woman. She mad. I hope you learned a bit of selling along the way. She says, hi, one election, yes, two, you have my mug, three, I want it. Remember what you were doing at midnight last year? Happy New Year. Oh, God damn it. She thought she moved from November to December, as you can see. Okay, wait. All right, let's go back. All right, let's go back. All right, this is beautiful. This started in November, guys, but we're rolling into today, okay? So this is where we're going with this. She called him a slut in November. She said, go bang your trailer trash women in November. Hope you learned a lot along your way in November. In December, remember what you were doing at midnight last year? Happy New Year. And then let's look at today. I hope all is well. If you please, the name for that Potter, Porter. And she's asking, can we catch? Hold on, let me stop right there. And I don't care if it's showing another message. I had to put it over top of the message. I ain't got no time. Listen to what she's saying. Let's go over this again. Oops. Let's go over it one more time before we wrap this up. Look. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Okay. I put it over the message. All right. Look what she's saying. Let's look over it real quick. November, she's like, I have it, slut. Go bang your trailer trash and shit. She's talking shit to him. December, okay? So she went from November. Look at that. She went from whatever to November 3rd. She couldn't even wait 3 weeks. Went from November 3rd to November 23rd. Look what I'm just wanting to say. Oh, look at this. It's right here. Then from November 23rd to December 31st. And then from December 31st, January, February, March, April. She hits them up today. Hope all is doing well. Let me see if I got... Let's hit the other one. Hold on. Let's look at this one. Sorry, November 23rd, December 31st. Going back to the day. Come on, I asked a simple question. Why? And y'all don't want this, right? Y'all don't want women to want y'all like that, right? Y'all don't want women to fiend after you that way. Hey, S-Dog, she can't leave it alone because she's hooked on the dick. That's why she can't leave it alone. And let me show you the most important thing. Trying to get the name and shit. Trying to get the name. See, that's how women crawl their asses back. She wants the dick again, but she just doesn't know how to get it. So Tuesday, she sent that, and then today, I guess today is the day. I guess it was I don't know what day on Tuesday she sent that, but then that one. See, this is crazy. It doesn't make any sense how you guys are not living your life this way. Doesn't make any sense to me why you guys are not pushing your life this way, man. I don't understand why, guys. I don't get not mad at you. I'm not even disappointed. Y'all just got to be what y'all are. Always thinking about the graveyard, though. Always remember everybody in there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last. And this is how you're going to win. You'll win this way. When you make it about yourself. Stop sitting around. Stop making excuses. And stop growing. And when you can start growing, you'll be fine. When you start growing, you'll definitely be fine. But the only way you're going to grow is follow game. If you can't afford it, be a student and be in here. Listen and soak it up. That's all we can ask for you is this right here, guys. Right here. Until y'all understand that, y'all never going to understand the depth that y'all can be as men. Okay? Guys, y'all are great men. I appreciate you all. Need to get with me, get me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. And don't forget, you got a show tomorrow with Mr. Lucario at 12 noon. And then we have a show. We probably do a show later on that night. So make sure y'all are in. But we got y'all, man. Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate all you guys. You guys are great men. You guys are great men, and you will be better men. Just stick with me. I promise. I'm going to do everything I can to make you great. Not for me, but make you great to yourself, okay? And the only way you can do it is by listening to the motherfucking shit we spit. Y'all are wonderful men. Y'all hang tight. You got y'all tomorrow. Soak up the game. Pass this on. Like, subscribe. Thank you for all the likes. Hey, where's that like count so I can say thank you, man? Give me my like count because I want to say thank you to my dogs. Give me a like count so I can say thank you to my motherfucking dogs, man. What's my number? 187. Hey, 187. I say thank you, thank you, thank you. A like is something free. It only takes a second, and you took that second to like this. That means a lot to me. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I do truly appreciate all you guys, man. I appreciate all you guys. And we want what's best for you. You get what's best for yourself. But thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I will thank you all because it's really kind of you. A like is something that shows appreciation. And I appreciate you guys. Fuck with me, man. We're going to be tomorrow with my dog, Lucario. Kick something off later on that night. We will keep pushing that motherfucking pendulum of game. Guys, soak it up, man. Get in the mirror. Tell that motherfucker that you're looking at, you love him, you got his back, and you're going to ride or die with that motherfucker in the mirror. And I promise he'll tell you it back, man. Let's get it. See you motherfuckers 12 o'clock noon.
Just like that, man, my set. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now we're dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ay, just like that, man, mindset. Gotta come back again, ay, just like that, man, mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.